You are listening to the Holistic Travel Nurse. Thanks for stopping by and listening. I don't have as video form as everybody else. I literally don't have time for it right now. And to sit in front of the camera, I'm way too busy. And half the time my hair's up, no makeup. It's all real here. But this is the Patriot Nurse I'm sharing from her YouTube channel and whatever platforms you want to go support her. I have watched her off and on for years, and I thought, oh, gosh, girl, you finally hit it nail on the freaking head with this one. I was like, oh, have to share you. And I hope that you share this. And then please keep listening because I go off on my own tangent like she did. And man, nurses, this is a call to you. This is a call to you. Okay? It's time to stand up.
Hey folks, it's Patriot Nurse. Join me today. We're going to talk about the new Show Me Your Papers, which is essentially what's going on in many different industries where you have companies who are essentially violating the terms of their employment agreements with their employees and demanding that they get the vax or else. And so I wanted to discuss this with you because I've had a lot of people who have contacted me over the past few days who are nurses or healthcare providers of one sort or the other and have basically been begging me to speak about this. With what happened yesterday, with I think it was the VA announcing that their employees were mandated to roll up their sleeve or else. The VA is doing this. There are many different hospital conglomerates around the nation that are doing this. This morning, I received a phone call. I had an appointment set up with, I'll put it this way, it was a more like less stringent medical appointment. And this medical appointment of people who do not have access to my medical records and who I have a contract with for their services, they called me to tell me that I would either have to show up masked or show them my medical record, essentially, which is proof of vaccination. So I want to discuss these things with you. And I mean, we're in my living room and I want to talk with you like you're my guest, like we're friends and we're sitting here and you're like, Patriot Nurse, what you think? So I'm going to tell you. So this morning, we'll move from close to backwards. This morning, you know, when I get this call, yeah, this is from an individual who I've had issues with, you know, before because of their attitude and because this individual, I called him on it. I'm not going to take disrespect from anybody. I'm not going to tolerate someone trying to gaslight me into making me the bad guy because they are the glove on an iron fist of totalitarianism. The new Nazism is not what the left wants to call people who value traditional values, limited government, constitutional values. That's not what Nazism is. When you look at what National Socialism did, the Nazis, when they came to power, they weaponized every possible facet of the private sector to push and further their political interest, which ultimately they solidified when they got into power. So when I look at these companies who are now operating as de facto arms of a leftist administration and telling people literally, show me your papers or else. Oh, it's private enterprise. Yeah, it is. And you know what? I had a service contract with these people. And of course, the way that it's written and things like this, I'm not the only one to whom this is happening. I know this is happening to lots of y'all. So, you know, I'm trying to balance these things and reconcile these things with a very much free market mentality, right? And obviously, limited government. Government got us into this problem. More government and more legislation. Like, the gut response should not be, oh, we need more laws to do X, Y, or Z. No. More laws, more power, especially in the hands of the feds. That's what got us here in the first place. Into the situation we're in, where people are literally having to evaluate every purchase in their life, every service in which they participate, and trying to determine whether or not they truly have to have it from a principled standpoint. It's not just the, okay, show me your papers or else, show me your roll up your sleeve card or else. Roll up your sleeve card as part of your overall medical record. And as someone, like, I'll give you my background here. I worked in psych nursing for several years. Psych, like psych is part of a medical record. You have to be very tight-lipped about it, because if word gets out that somebody has had a mental issue or somebody has had something and you decide to, oh, I saw so-and-so in clinic, like, you can cause demonstrable financial damage and loss and harm to this person by leaking a little bit of their medical record. Can we also therefore say that leaking someone's vaccination status could cause them demonstrable harm? 100% we could. So why in the world would I trust some person who doesn't understand, for instance, HIPAA, who doesn't understand, obviously, basic decency and civics at a minimum, let alone constitutional principles and principles of human rights and dignity? Why in the world would I trust them with any portion of my medical record? If it's going to be on your roll-up-your-sleeve status, I'm using language, obviously, because of the platform on which I'm coming to you. If we trust these people who are obviously part of an overall scheme with part of our medical record, what then is next? Okay, show me your STD bingo card before you can come in to get service. And then person who gets paid $10 to $12 an hour to sit behind a counter and kvetch all day long, they're going to go and spread all the important stuff. This is the precedent that we're sitting at. So, you know, like, the choice I made is, like, participating with this place. I had been receiving services from them for 8 years. No more. Nope. Not doing it. Because my value as a person, my dignity as a person, my self-respect, it stems from principles. And when somebody would dare to make me the bad guy for standing up for what I believe in, and not just that, but basic human decency and civil rights, when I become the bad guy for it, I won't be part of that system. Nurses, healthcare professionals, let's talk, because a lot of you guys are facing whether or not you're going to get fired. I prayed, because I know a lot of y'all are going to see this and you're going to share it. I have prayed that God would give me wisdom on this, and I pray that you receive this in the way in which it's intended, and I pray that the Lord gives you wisdom in this. There have been times in my life, ladies, I say ladies, but I know I got a lot of nurses out there, male nurse. Y'all, nurse to nurse, we've all been confronted with situations where in order for us to do the right thing, we had to do something that stung and that burned. I've left jobs over ethical situations that I was put in, jobs that I wanted, jobs that I worked so hard to attain. Like, to be able to get them. I've left them. Without possibility of rehire, by the way. Because of ethical situations that I was put in. With things that I saw as far as patient welfare. It sucks to make hard decisions like that. I'm not telling you what to do. I don't know what is the right decision for you and your family. I encourage you to pray about it. Really. Because where we're at right now with the VA doing what they're doing, with private hospital, I got an email, and I haven't responded to it yet. I'm really sorry, because she's probably watching this. I got an email from a woman who went into nursing about the same time I did. She's charge nurse in a med-surg floor. And basically, you know, she's asking me, there's a bunch of us here who are like-minded. What are we going to do? They are basically confronting us with roll up your sleeve or get fired. But if we refuse, obviously, like, it's a game of chicken. What are they going to do? Or, for instance, if we come in and they say, roll up your sleeve or else, and they send us home, if they send us all home, now we're going to get looking at patient abandonment with the state board. Because you know how this works. This is how they're trying to catch nurses. This is how they're trying to do this. They're trying to put you into a squeeze where it's violate your principles. By the way, the same principles that made you, you know, want to be a healthcare provider in the first place, your love, your compassion, your care for life, they want you to violate this for yourself, to violate your own self-worth, ultimately in order to make them money. That's how this works. We all know it's true. and then to stick you in between of roll up your sleeve or else, and then if you try and assert your rights and you happen to be clocked in and you go home and in mass, we're going to charge you with patient abandonment and send you to the state boards. So, ladies and gentlemen, nurses, you're all facing, we are all facing something that eventually, if we've been paying attention, we knew was going to happen. Because a lot of us have financial interest, obviously. I mean, it didn't cost you nothing to become a nurse. I mean, my degree alone is about $50,000. And many more if you have advanced degrees. That was $50,000 back in the day. Put an interest on that and we can see the true opportunity cost with it, right? I can't tell you what to do. But what I have found very helpful when I've had to make very hard decisions in my life is to distill down what is the essence of what we're looking at here. What is the essence? What is the true question here? The true question that we're asking here are principles. We're all imperfect human beings. We all are going to be inexact in our application. We're all going to be hypocrites at one point or another. People accuse you of being a hypocrite, join the freaking club. Show me humanity and show me someone who's not a hypocrite. Good luck. We try and do the best we can within the situations in which we're placed. But the principles, a man's good name and his principles is all he has in this world. Principles are just high, lofty, well-minded ideas until it costs you something to enforce them and live them. And what is getting in the way? Let's ask a deep question. What is getting in the way of our standing on principles and enforcing our own principles? It's dependency and fear. People talk about boundaries all day long. Like this gem of a human being who I dealt with this morning. Boundaries we talk about against other people. But the first boundary that we have is with ourselves. This is my border of what I am willing to accept in this world. This is the border of what I'm willing to accept with the way that I value myself and the way I let someone treat me. It's not an external border primarily. It's an internal border. This is what I'm worth. This is what I'm worth. So these structures that are in place, governmental entities, these structures that are in place that are essentially the Wizard of Oz telling you, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Look at all the smoke. Look at all the thunder. Look at all the lightning. You better do as you're told. Pull that curtain back. These are people. These are humans of flesh and blood. What I live for in my life, and God knows that I've had my own challenges and frustrations, we all do. If you're honest with yourself, if we're honest with ourselves, we all have challenges reconciling our principles to what we have seen in life, to whether or not, like, do I believe this? Look at what's staring me in the face, like a Daniel in the lion's den moment. Look at what's staring me in the face, a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego moment. There is a furnace that is jumping out, and the fire of the furnace is consuming people around me. Where is my faith? Is it going to do this for me? I can't tell you what to believe. I can't tell you what to think and operate, but I do know that principles are just ideas unless it burns a little bit to live them. And people throughout history, there is nothing new under the sun. This whole Rona thing, this, even though scientifically it may be a new and novel thing, thank nothing new under the sun. People have been afraid of things for eternity past that they couldn't see. And fear gives power structures the ability to manipulate people, to gal them and corner them like a bunch of scared cattle. And when somebody is literally confronting me with, show me your papers or else, the more that they try and force me into action, the more I'm going to fight them on it. We don't live in the dark ages. in times where people would say, kneel and recant or else. We look back at these things, like with the Spanish Inquisition, where God knows how many Jews were slaughtered or expelled under the auspices of give me your verbal credo or else. Then under the Nazis, it's show me your papers or else. And now it's roll up your sleeve and show me your papers or else. No. I don't choose to play in your little dichotomy, because the one I serve is bigger than that. The thing that gets in the way of principles is fear and dependency. So again, nurses, ladies, men, healthcare providers, people who are facing this, I can't tell you what to do, but I can tell that making decisions from a place of fear is not a good place to be. Making decisions out of a mental fog is, you don't have superior outcomes that way, good results in general. Look at the pattern of human history. Look at the nature of this quandary with which you're being presented. Is it real? Is it perceived? Yeah, it's real in the sense of, okay, you're facing a choice which will mean that you're going to have to live your principles. Which means that many of you are going to say, okay, again, I'm not telling you what to do because I don't know what's right for your life. Only God can tell you what to do, so seek His face in this. But I've had to make hard decisions in my life, which resulted in me dealing with a lot of burn and having to live like these principles out in a very uncomfortable way. But it's your faith that gets you through these things. God will, when you seek the Lord, and let me encourage you, particularly for those of you who are faith, Bible-believing people, when you take it to the Lord in prayer, go in a fasted state. Fast before Him. Provided that it's medically advisable, etc. for you. But these are not easy decisions. And here we are. We knew it was going to come to this. Of course, I'm going to get, you know, crazy comments or whatever. Like, I don't even care about that anymore. I care about, like, when I make videos at this point, I don't make them for you know, the people who are going to constantly find something negative. Like, I'm making them for you. I make it for you. Like, and I think about it. Like, I'm making them for you, the person who's sitting here, like, really wanting to do the right thing and struggling with it and feeling alone. And you're like, wait a minute, there's Patriot Nurse. She put a video out. Let me hear what she has to say. Like, I'm making them for you. So, with what we're facing, we're going to have to rely upon our faith, your own good judgment, your own proper boundaries. What does each decision that we make is saying something fundamentally about our worldview and how we value ourselves in it. And if you're a believer, by extension, each decision that we make is communicating something to the outside world about who our God is. We're emissaries. We're ambassadors. I screw up every day. And let me tell you, in case you haven't put these two things together, I love to fight. I do. And when somebody likes to push me and tell me you do this my way or else, I'm going to fight them 10 times harder. Especially if it's something that's, you know, wicked and vile and unjust. There's a strong justice sense in me, just like it is in you, which is probably why you're watching this video in the first place. Each one of these decisions that we make in life, they have consequences, they have ripple effects. And again, we're all hypocritical in some way. We all have challenges in some way where we don't live up to our better expectations of ourselves. The question is, how do you wrestle with yourself? When I lie in bed during the watches of the night, I will think of you and meditate. Like, where are you in the watches of the night? Who are you in the core of your soul? And how do you live out these principles? Sometimes it burns. I don't know what the right thing is for your particular situation. You want to seek this out, man. But I know that I have to be able to look myself in the face at night. And when I take all the makeup off and brush my teeth and floss my teeth and thinking about the day and what happened, I got to be able to look this person in the face. Can I live with myself? Can I live with myself knowing that my principles were so cheaply bought? If I give in, what does it say about me as a person? I'm wrestling with this myself, right? Always. Anybody says, oh, I've arrived or whatever, you're either like zoned out or lying to yourself. It is a struggle with the flesh each day that you are alive, sentient, and paying attention to your spirit, man. We all wrestle with it, but I got to be able to look myself in the face at the end of the night. Principles, how do we live by them? First, boundaries with ourselves. How can you expect other people to treat you well if you don't set that criteria of what is good treatment for yourself and who you are, the right person to know yourself? Who are you? What do you value? I anticipate in the next few days, weeks, that there's going to be lots of people quitting nursing. Lots of people leaving. Lots of people say, you know what? Like, I get treated like crap anyway. You can assault everybody else in the world except, and you can pursue criminal charges against them for assault except, like, nursing. Whatever. We're just supposed to take it when a patient throws something at you or hits you or whatever. Like, nursing itself is going to go through a purge. Let me tell you the other point here practically. The reason why this is coming, hear me on this. The reason why this is coming at the time that it is, why the VA is pushing at this stuff, and why other private organizations that ultimately take federal money, which is where they're getting ballsy with, the reason why they're pushing for this right now, they are trying to call out of the medical industrial complex anyone who is a free thinker and anyone who is conservative minded, anyone who has a strong internal moral compass. That's why they're doing this right now. And it's not for the intermediate. It's probably for the next, in my opinion, 3 to 5 years. This is strategic, what they're doing. They're trying to push people out of this grid and instead put in people who can be cajoled into compliance, forced into compliance, guilted into compliance, scared into compliance. Not a good position to operate in. It becomes that much more important for us to be self-sufficient as best as possible and to understand caring for people at home and embracing alternative ways of promoting health. Dependency and fear keep people operating as slaves and not living up to their principles. It takes strength and courage to live up to your principles. I spoke yesterday, as a matter of fact, with Rabbi Jeremy Gimple. We filmed a short video, which I'm going to release in a couple days, Lord willing. And it's funny because, like, the divine appointments that the Lord puts in your path. And Rabbi Gimple was speaking about a biblical mindset of preparedness using the teaching point of Noah's Ark. And I'll share that here in, you know, when I get this video done. But I thought it was so incredible because he talked about the way in which we exercise our faith. You know, our faith is married together with action and preparedness. Faith is more than just a verbal credo. It's how we live our life. Faith is service. We are constantly serving something. Is it ourselves? Is it a false god? Is it the one true God of the universe? What are we serving? What is our faith without exercising it? Faith without works is dead. Faith without action is dead. And it's in the hard times. You've got two tests in life, right? The test of prosperity and the test of adversity. We're all going to face them at some point or the other. Some people believe that the test of adversity is easier in the grand scheme of things because when a person is under strain and under trial, he is more likely to cry out to God in humility and in reverence and out of transparency of heart. The test of prosperity is harder because prosperity says, the work that I have, it's all of my own. Look what my hands have built. Look at this house that I have, this car that I have. Look at this nice neighborhood that we live in. This came to me because of my great job as a insert healthcare provider here, insert job here. All this came to me because of... And while it's true that obviously human effort is involved in it, I think that it is a fallacy to believe that a person, particularly someone who is operating in faith, that our goodness comes to us, that prosperity comes to us from anything other than the hand of the Lord God Almighty. Every day in the morning prayers, we pray for provision. Grant peace, goodness, blessing upon us, etc. But then also, one of the prayers in the morning prayer, Shacharit, is petitioning God for basically a bountiful year. And in doing so, you're reminding yourself every day that you eat from His hand and that prosperity comes from Him. So the challenge is, in prosperity, will we still serve Him? Even when the perception is that it will be taken from us if we serve Him. I can say this, in the times of my life, whatever it is, when I have made hard decisions based on principle, they have not been easy, and sometimes it's burned. Sometimes it's burned an awful lot. Been excruciatingly painful. But it's been the right one. When you operate on your principles and when you don't violate your conscience, you live a fuller life. History is replete of cannon fodder and followers and people who ultimately allowed their fear and their dependence to speak for them rather than their faith. I am a dependent person. I'm dependent upon the Lord God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth. It's from His hand I eat. His words alone will I follow, and to Him alone will I swear fealty and allegiance. He has my loyalty. Even in dark times when it's challenging. I feel like I've said what I needed to say. This is a little bit different video. I know some people kvetch about it because it's longer or whatever, but whatever. Like this, these are big things. Like these are heavy, heavy things. These are issues and decisions that are going to affect a lot of people. And the question is, are we going to have strength? Make no mistake about it. We are definitely in the same model as the lead up to the American Revolution. If you've ever seen the TV series Turn on AMC, like talking about Washington spies, etc. Turn does a really good job of illustrating the division among people. And we would like to think of the division between the left and the right as something that's purely on geographical boundaries, but that's certainly not the case. Now, it was 100% not the case back in the Revolution. And this, the mixture of people, of neighbor against neighbor, of brother against brother, of companies run by Tories now, like these people who are saying, roll up your sleeve and show me your documentation thereof, or else we're not going to provide you services, which we, you know, contracted with you to do. These people are Tories. And I know which time it is. Like, I'm not gonna give my money to a bunch of slave-minded people. Like, my money going to people who want to enslave me and to perpetuate a slave mentality, forget it. Consider what happens when you spend your money that way. When we all do. What I am saying is that this part of my life, because what is money? This is quantified stored value of your life's essence. What I am saying is, I am aligning my life's essence with this credo and this belief and this mentality. I will not align anything of this soul with that. Now, I know that it's challenging when we're making decisions, because it's like there's endless amount of things to boycott. Like, it's incessant the amount of things that we're told to boycott. I can't tell you what's the right thing for you, but whatever you're confronted with directly when you do it, if you know in your spirit when you're supposed to say.
All right, I'm going to end her there, and I could go off as she's gone off, and I understand exactly the struggles. That's why I'm sharing this. It's time to stand up for those moral values. It's time to nurses make those tough decisions. And I'm so sick of nurses not spending any time to educate themselves, understanding their patients, understanding the medications, understanding their rights and the patient's rights. And we are in a battle, and it's more spiritual. So if you feel the same way, it's time to start getting on your knees and praying for our nation and our healthcare workers. And I'll go more into detail. I don't want to go too long. I have other long ones I need to put out. But, you know, I could be without a job too. So I'm right there with her. And so I'm right there with you nurses that want to fight the good fight.